This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a third grader's Jesus Loves Me mask brings a First Amendment case against the school. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Fashion in the year 2020 definitely took an unexpected turn due to the coronavirus pandemic, requiring everyone to wear masks in public. With the new required accessory, many people have been choosing to express themselves with customized masks. From rhinestones to leopard print, from humorous messages to political statements, there is a custom mask for everyone. Mississippi third grader Lydia Booth decided to wear a black mask with a message written in pink letters stating that, "Jesus loves me." On October 13th, the Simpson County School District principal mandated that Lydia remove the mask and replace it. 2 days later, the school administration announced a new policy prohibiting messages on masks that are political, religious, sexual, or inappropriate symbols, gestures, or statements that may be offensive, disruptive, or deemed distractive to the school environment. Lydia's mother, Jennifer Booth, brought up the fact that there was no policy limiting her daughter's religious expression in the school handbook, and that her daughter's message is protected under the speech policies that are consistent with the Mississippi State Religious Freedom Act and ultimately covered under the First Amendment itself. Jennifer said that the school official answered her with a copy of the school's COVID-19 response manual, which retroactively included the recent modifications banning religious messages on face masks. The restrictions were not published in the original plan. Booth says that the very next day, the district superintendent announced a new ban to all of the parents of the district. Lydia wants to wear her Jesus Loves Me mask in school, but is self-censoring by wearing a different mask because the school has actively enforced the policy and plans on continuing by raising the disciplinary level up to and even including suspension. The Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Lydia Booth. Alliance Defending Freedom legal counsel Michael Ross says that public schools have a duty to respect the free expression of students that the First Amendment guarantees to them. While school administrators face challenges in helping students navigate school life during the pandemic, those officials simply cannot suspend the First Amendment or arbitrarily pick and choose the messages that students can or can't express. Other students within the school district have freely worn masks with logos of local sports teams or even the words Black Lives Matter. The student deserves an equal opportunity to peacefully express her beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom senior counsel Tyson Langhofer said that no public school student should be singled out for peacefully sharing her religious beliefs with fellow students. Today's students will be tomorrow's legislators, judges, educators, and voters. That's why it's so important that public schools demonstrate the First Amendment values they are supposed to be teaching to students. The lawsuit requests that the court stop school officials from enforcing their discriminatory policy, silencing the students' freedom of speech, especially affecting religious expression of the encouraging message, "Jesus loves me." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.